Adrian, congratulations. Do you feel that was the performance of the knockout stages?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very good match again. Three under nine holes. I mean, I'm very happy with the way I played. I started with a bogey on the first with a bad first shot, but after that, after the first four holes, I started making birdies and I felt great. I held some putts, so yeah, very very good, very happy with the match.
What do you feel the turning point was? Because did you seem to get a bit of a break there on 13?
Yeah, I mean, he made a good birdie on number two, and then I was very lucky on 13. On number four, because I hit my drive a little bit to the right and just didn't go into the water. I mean, it wasn't a hazard, but it wasn't in the water for 2 feet, and I played a super shot there into just 1 feet with an 8 iron. I think that was a very very important shot. And after that, after this hole, I just played really well. Gave myself a lot of birdie chances and made quite a few birdies.
How crucial was the putt on the par three?
Yeah, it was a good putt. Yeah, it was a little bit right to left downhill, and yeah, I mean that point was very important as well to be just leading by one, and that point was important as well. Obviously, the birdie on the next hole and the birdie on the next hole as well.
That chip on seven was particularly good, I thought. Talk us through that.
On seven, yeah, from the rough. Yeah, the lie wasn't very good. It was uphill where the ball was landing, so that was making it a little bit easier. But it was a very good chip, just into seven feet, and the putt was very good as well.
Just talk us through the winning part, the winning moments. The crowds out there were fantastic, weren't they?
Oh, the crowds were very, very nice, yeah. And it was quite special as well to have the crowds in the fairway behind you, and it was very cool. And yeah, the crowds were perfect. The course was also like small, so it looked the crowds looked closer to the players, and they were great.
How big a year do you think this can be for you?
Well, I mean, obviously started pretty well for the moment. Just looking forward to the Rolex Series next. So there's some big events coming, and I just want to focus on that. And there's still a lot of season ahead.
Something happening in September, is that in your mind at all?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, in my mind and some other players as well. It's a beautiful target, beautiful objective. But as I say, there's so many tournaments before that, and I just want to go step by step.
Adrian, many congratulations. What does this mean to you, this victory? Your second on the European Tour.
Sí, la verdad es que muy feliz, ¿no? Muy contento con esta segunda victoria en el circuito europeo. La verdad es que en el último partido de hoy también he jugado muy bien, menos 3 en 9 hoyos. La verdad es que tal y como está el campo, que se ha ido poniendo un poquito más duro vuelta a vuelta con el buen tiempo, pues está muy bien. He empezado con bogey al primer hoyo, después de fallar mi salida. Y a partir del cuarto hoyo así, la verdad es que he ido muy fino, dejándome oportunidades de birdie, materializando algunas y bueno, pues como te digo, muy contento por ganar.
Played some real quality golf out there, didn't you, for those nine holes, barring the bogey on the first.
Sí, la verdad es que menos el bogey, el primer hoyo, lo demás he jugado muy bien, me siento muy bien con el juego, la verdad es que estoy dando bien a la bola y bueno, los pads también han acompañado y bueno, muy, muy contento.
How big a year can this be for you?
Sí, la verdad es que he empezado el año bueno muy bien hasta ahora, pero bueno, ahora vienen torneos muy importantes como de la Rolex Series, como Wentworth, Italia, y bueno, quiero centrarme en esto. Todavía queda mucha temporada por delante, así que iré paso a paso.